Hello and welcome to this special edition of Happenings at 2715 live from Press Row at Redbird Arena in the IHSA Girls Basketball Class 1A and 2A State Finals. I'm Kurt Gibson, and with me today is one of the IHSA's television play-by-play men, Dave Bernard. Dave, welcome to Happenings.
Thanks for letting me be on this podcast, but thanks for letting me be courtside. I mean, this is like the best seat ever. I don't care whether I'm announcing or just a fan.
It's amazing what you can see courtside. It's the best seat in the house. There's no doubt.
You feel it. Yeah, and that's why, you know, I like the seats when we're announcing right there on courtside, because you can just feel that energy and emotion. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, Dave, thanks for taking some time out. I know you got some broadcasts you're going to do tonight, but why don't you share with our audience how long you've been in broadcasting, and maybe even get into a little bit of what you did before you got full-time into broadcasting, because I think at one point you had a sort of another connection to IHSA.
Yeah, you know, I've been announcing and broadcasting for, what, over 30 years. I don't even know the exact number, but well over 30 years. And, in fact, the state finals, this will be my 18th basketball state finals these weekends, four weekends coming up. And actually, while I was starting my announcing career, I was coaching baseball at high school level, and so I was doing both of them simultaneously. And then when I, you know, stopped coaching baseball to watch my son play baseball in college, I needed that extra adrenaline rush that you get, you know, from coaching and preparing and in the games. And since I had already been doing the announcing, I knew that was it, you know. And so I can still get that feel that I got preparing for a baseball game, and then playing the game exactly the same way that I'm getting now with preparing for these state tournament games, and then actually playing the game out of coming with words coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, well, you know, that's interesting that you talk about the preparation and the process, similar, comparing it to the coaching. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about the kind of preparation you go through leading into one of these weekends? Because I'm sure it's not just show up on, you know, Friday and call a couple games. There's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah, people look at my spotting charts, and they are mesmerized by the colors, the small size of the font, because it's information that I don't gather the week of these games. It's information I'm starting to gather through the course of the entire season. And I'm lucky enough that I get to do four different weekends, so I'm preparing for 2A girls, you know, 3 or 4A girls, and then do the boys with the 2 and 4A. So I gather all the information together, and I'm able to watch so many games online now. That's what is one of the incredible things that has changed over the years. And then you talk to enough people, and all of a sudden there's smarter people than me that tell me a lot of good stuff. And then online newspapers have been fabulous to stay in touch with a lot of things. So I gather all the information, and I do this a little differently than most people. Once we get to probably the regional finals, we have 32 64 teams. I actually prepare for each one of those 32 teams when we start sectionals. And so then when a team gets eliminated, okay, that just goes into a little different file. So by the time we get to four, I've come from 32 down to four. And I know that may be overkill, but with everything that comes to me throughout the weeks, you know, like right now we're in the overlap, right? We have the 2A, the 1A, 2A finals here. We have the girls 3 and 4A. They've got their supers coming up on Monday. And then at the same time, 2A boys are in their regionals, and by golly, next week. So anyway, I need to do that to kind of keep ahead of the game. But and then, of course, the conference calls we have the week of the tournament finals give a lot of great inside information that you can't just get out of print. And then you talk to people on shoot-around day, and then all of a sudden they tip it off, and I start talking. I don't know.
Well, you've done this, you said, for 18 years, so I know there's a ton of them, but why don't you give us one or two memories that come to mind, just great stories or great experiences you've had behind the mic calling games?
Yeah, you know, the stories, I would have to, I wish I had put them down, because all the stories that take place off the court or off the field are amazing. But I think the number one memory from an announcing game that I did was a couple of years ago, Rockridge boys in 2A in the semifinals, down a point, and Carson Frakes from three-quarter court just puts one up like we have seen, what, thousands of times, right, at the end of games, and it goes down, and the elation, the celebration, it was a great moment to call, and it was a great moment just to be there, because as part of my call, people came up to me later and said, oh, Dave, what a great call that was. All I said was, Frakes launches. That's all I said, and then I let our great TV crew do the rest. And just sit there as a fan for a moment and just soak it all in. So that's... Somebody is saying, oh, if I hear Dave Bernhardt's voice, it must be a state title ball game. Because that is something that when I was a kid and a high school kid, when I heard the broadcast of the IHSA tournament games come on and I heard those voices, that was boom, that was it. This is tournament time, and I hope there's somebody out there sometime that maybe could say that about me. That'd be cool.
Well, I think it's safe to say they do. So Dave, thanks for all your service. Thanks for joining me today on Happenings. I hope the next month is another great chapter in your career.
Well, as always, I appreciate the opportunity the IHSA is giving me to announce and to be a part of all these games. So thank you very much.
Well, it's our pleasure. And thank you for joining me on this edition of Happenings at 2715. On behalf of our entire production team, we look forward to meeting you again over these same airwaves.